The Joan Mitchell Painters and Sculptors Grant Program isn't like most grants where anyone can apply. Instead, foundation officials invite artists and curators from across the nation and ask them to nominate other artists for the grant. The artists then are contacted and asked to fill out an application. Varnell says he got the news through an email.
And I didn't really look at it when I first saw it. I was busy doing something else. And my good friend Stephen Jackson had come into town. And I said, hey, have you heard of this, the Joan Mitchell Foundation? He's like, oh, yeah, of course. He goes, I don't remember. He might have said, you should nominate me for it. And I said, well, I just got nominated for it. And but I don't have time to fill out the paperwork. I got to get these projects done. I've been kind of slacking here.
Luckily, Jackson and another Ketchikan artist, Ray Troll, convinced Varnell to fill out the application, which turned out to be not that difficult. A while later, he got the call.
I think I was doing the dishes or something like that. And so I kind of get to the phone and I listened to the message, and it was, I think her last name is Hawkins from the foundation, asking me to call her back. And so I thought that was a pretty good sign.
It was a good sign. Allison Hawkins was calling to congratulate Varnell on winning one of the Joan Mitchell Foundation's $25,000 unrestricted grants.
We were really excited that Donnie is a recipient this year. We are each year so thrilled to see the new recipients and artists who are joining our community of painters and sculptors recipients.
The foundation gives 25 of those grants every year, and Hawkins says the relationship lasts beyond the initial grant.
The foundation really embraces supporting artists at all points in their life, from art education, looking at programs for youth, to supporting mature artists as they are organizing their archives and their studio and documenting their work to think about their legacy.
Right now, though, Varnell is thinking about logs, red cedar logs to be specific. They're really expensive, and that's what he wants to buy with the grant funds.
The majority of my work is in red cedar, and so, I can use some of it for large sculptures or panels.
Varnell is a Haida carver. His work is rooted in Northwest Coast traditions, but a lot of it is not what you'd expect. Varnell stretches the limits of that tradition and doesn't want any labels on his work.
Sometimes it feels like if you say this is where I'm at and this is what my pieces are about, and then that kind of sticks with everybody and doesn't allow me to change my mind.
And he will. Change his mind, that is. Varnell recalls a quote he heard once.
If it works, then it becomes tradition. But if it doesn't work, it's part of the experiment. And I was thinking, you know, man, I really like that. And a lot of my friends were like, oh man, my work's going to be part of the tradition. And I kept thinking to myself, I kind of want to be part of the experimental. I don't want it to stick around. I enjoy people not knowing what to expect next.
For example, someone once introduced Varnell as a mask maker because he had been making a lot of masks. He says he immediately stopped making masks and moved on to something else. Early in his career, Varnell carved a totem pole using manga, which is stylized Japanese cartoon characters. He's produced surreal sci-fi-looking wall panels, and for one gallery show, he displayed a pile of cedar bark strips as an art piece in honor of his grandmother, master weaver Dolores Churchill. But Varnell is well-schooled in the native carving tradition. He apprenticed with Tlingit and Haida master carvers, and he continues to produce the traditional along with the unexpected. I asked what he's working on now.
My personality.
What else?
I've got two 20-foot sculptures going on in Saxman for the city of Saxman. We're going to try and get those up here in May, hopefully, or in the spring.
That project is a major restoration project to replace 6 disintegrating poles at the Saxman Totem Park. He's also collaborating with other carvers, teaching classes at the Totem Heritage Center, and, as always, experimenting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.